They're into the home straight now, and it's still count zero for Luke Stumpy Williams. This would be the biggest win of his career. He's been riding for 30 years. He's four lengths in front. Second placing is Dambula, then Will John. But count zero, he's going to do it. It will be one hell of a wild party, I tell you. He's won the consolation. Now he's won the Hames Paints Jericho Cup. Count zero, you beauty, in a like a Glen Boss celebration, Stumpy.
Well, the horse was amazing winning the Jericho last year, but he was even outshone by Luke Stumpy Williams in the post-race interview and the celebrations. 12 months on, he's back to do it again, and he partners with the Simon Wild Train Beachgoer. How are you, Luke? Are you well?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, Michael. Your good self?
Very well indeed. How good to try and defend your title on Sunday. The past 12 months, do you look back on that Jericho moment often?
I do, mate. It's been it's actually been a bit of a life-changing event. Yeah, it's been really good, bro. I often think of it. I often walk past the photo in my house, have a look at the cup, and dream that maybe we can do it again this year.
Well, you were an inspiration to many after that race who got to know your story and where you've come from. Has it been a help to others as well? Have you found that since the notoriety of that win, a lot of people had reached out and taken inspiration from what your story was?
It's quite amazing how many people actually sought me out and sent messages and all the rest and just saying how it had helped them and how, yeah, no, it was quite... quite humbling, really.
Well,
good.
To think that you could be going back-to-back on Sunday with Beachgoer, who's been racing in good form, but this is a different type of race, isn't it? Because you might look at his form and say, well, I'm not sure how he's going to beat a couple of the favourites, but when you get out to 4,600 metres, it's that last 600, 800 metres where the race really changes complexion. What are your thoughts about Beachgoer and 4,600?
Honestly, I reckon he's an absolute beautiful chance. If I had a... Look, it's one of those races where you... Look, you can do your form, you can do all the sorts of things that you want to do, but at the end of the day, it's who handles the track, who handles the race, and who handles the distance on the day. Like as you've seen last year, you probably wouldn't have thought Count Zero would have done what he did, but just got the run of the race and was the right horse on the day, and I'm hoping and praying and trusting God that this year it's going to be exactly the same with Beachgoer.
And you actually plotted a path which helped your horse win last year. And will you be doing something similar, like walking the track? I'm not sure what the weather is looking like at Bull over the next couple of days, but that course and saving every inch of ground and riding for the best surface is so important in a race of this distance.
Most definitely. Yes, I walked the track last night, and I'll be walking it again tonight and tomorrow. It's my little ritual that I'm doing now. There's a few little spots at this moment that are definitely favourable. But if the weather stays fine and it dries out completely, look, it'll come down to cutting corners and saving the most ground you can. And look, I think that the other thing too, it's all about getting your horse to have an easy run for the first half of it, because it is a gruelling run. And, you know, and I think that's what it comes down to. Who has the best run in running and who's got the biscuits at the end of the race?
Well, it was a fairy tale last year. It's so good to see you involved once again, Stumpy, and fingers crossed that you can go back-to-back yourself personally this time on Simon Wild. Another local horse would be great to see winning Beachgoer in this year's Jericho Cup. Enjoy the build-up and the atmosphere of the day.
Thank you very kindly for that, and all the best, and God bless everyone who's listening.
We'll see Stumpy there on Sunday, of course, after winning the Jericho on Count Zero last year. Time for a quick break. It is 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. On the other side of this, we'll catch up with Tom Ryan. He's got a very good chance in the Jericho on Sunday, and also James Cummings. Don't forget, after 9, Moody and Price live from the Caulfield Trainers Tower.